知行英语。Listen and share.
Room 13. 13号房间。He heard someone moving inside the room. I'm very sorry, he said, and went to the door of room number 12. Perhaps the servants sleep in room 13, Anderson thought. He decided to ask the landlord about it the next day. Anderson lit the oil lamp and looked around. Room number 12 looked smaller by lamplight. Anderson was tired. He went to bed. In the morning, Anderson went to the town hall. He wanted to study the town records. Anderson read many very old papers. The oldest records were from the 16th century. There were some letters from the Bishop of Viborg, dated 1560. The bishop had owned 3 or 4 houses in the city. He had rented a house to a man called Nicholas Franken. The townspeople of Viborg did not like Nicholas Franken. Some people wrote to the bishop to say that Franken was a bad man. They said that Franken was a magician. They wanted Franken to leave the city. The bishop said that Nicholas Franken had done nothing wrong. He did not believe that Franken was a magician. It was time for the town hall to close. As Anderson was leaving, the town clerk spoke to him. I see you are reading about the bishop and Nicholas Franken, the clerk said. I am interested in them, but I do not know where Franken lived. Many of the town records were burned in the Great Fire of 1726.
他听到房间里有人走动，抱歉，他说道，并走回12号房间。安德森先生想，也许是旅馆服务员在13号房间吧。他打算第二天问问旅馆老板这事儿。安德森先生点亮油灯，环顾四周看了看，他感觉灯光下的12号房间看起来好像变小了。不过他实在是太累了，没有太在意，便上床睡觉了。第二天早上，安德森先生去了市政厅，他想看看维堡市的城市档案。他读了很多古老的文献，最早的是16世纪留下来的档案，其中有1560年维堡主教的一些信。这位主教在维堡市有3-4处房产，他把其中的一座房子租给了一个叫尼古拉斯·弗兰肯的人。维堡市民不喜欢尼古拉斯·弗兰肯，有些人给教主写信说弗兰肯是个巫师，是个坏蛋，他们想把他赶出维堡市。主教回信说，尼古拉斯·弗兰肯并没有做错什么，他不相信他是个巫师。市政厅要关门了，安德森先生正要离开的时候，一名工作人员对他说，我看见您在读关于主教和尼古拉斯·弗兰肯的东西，我对他们也很感兴趣，但是我不知道弗兰肯具体住在哪儿，因为许多档案都在1726年的那场大火里被烧毁了。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Hear somebody doing 指听到某人正在做，注意与 hear somebody do听到某人做过是有区别的。 Thought 是动词 think 的过去式。 Decide to do 指决定去做。 I decided to go back to school on March the 6th. 我决定3月6号回学校。 Lit 是动词 light 的过去式，指点亮点燃。 Light a lamp 点燃一盏灯。 Light a cigarette 点燃一根烟。 Go to bed 指去睡觉， went 是 go 的过去式。 When I was young, I went to bed very early every day. 我小时候每天都很早睡觉。Town Hall, 镇公所，市政厅，是包含有城镇政府官员的办公室及镇议会和法庭的建筑物。Paper 在这里是文件的意思。Paper 泛指纸的时候是不可数名词。A piece of paper, 一张纸。Two pieces of paper, 两张纸。但表示文件、论文、报纸等意思时，则是可数名词。复数直接在后面加 s 即可。Papers. Bishop, 主教，基督教的高级牧师。Date, 这里做动词，表示确定年代。
The skeleton has been dated at about 2000 BC.
这骨架的年代为公元前2000年左右。Call, 这里指命名，用过去分词 called, 表示名字是。
A man called Nicholas,
一个名字是尼古拉斯的男人。Magician, 这里指巫师，也可以指魔术师。
Had done
是过去完成时态，表示过去某一点时间之前做的动作。
Do nothing wrong,
没有做错什么事情。
Do something wrong,
做错某些事情。
It was time for the town hall to close,
是市政厅关门的时候了。
It is time for somebody to do something,
是固定句型。表示做什么的时间到了。
Be leaving,
即将离开，打算离开。动词 leave 常用 be leaving 表示 be going to leave, 打算离开的意思。
I'm leaving tomorrow,
我打算明天离开了。
See somebody doing,
与第一条语言点用法相似，指看到某人正在做什么。同样的 see somebody do, 指看到某人做过。现在我们来重新听一次故事原文，相信大家这一次能听懂多一些。
He heard someone moving inside the room. I'm very sorry, he said, and went to the door of room number 12. Perhaps the servants sleep in room 13, Anderson thought. He decided to ask the landlord about it the next day. Anderson lit the oil lamp.And looked around. Room number 12 looked smaller by lamplight. Anderson was tired. He went to bed. In the morning, Anderson went to the town hall. He wanted to study the town records. Anderson read many very old papers. The oldest records were from the 16th century. There were some letters from the Bishop of Viborg.Dated 1560. The bishop had owned 3 or 4 houses in the city. He had rented a house to a man called Nicholas Franken. The townspeople of Viborg did not like Nicholas Franken. Some people wrote to the bishop to say that Franken was a bad man. They said that Franken was a magician. They wanted Franken to leave the city.The bishop said that Nicholas Franken had done nothing wrong. He did not believe that Franken was a magician. It was time for the town hall to close. As Anderson was leaving, the town clerk spoke to him. I see you are reading about the bishop and Nicholas Franken, the clerk said. I am interested in them, but I do not know where Franken lived.Many of the town records were burned in the Great Fire of 1726.
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不等一步十寒。